WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Zippy the Pinhead speaks in non sequiturs, but his creator, Bill Griffith, is trying to make sense of the war. Griffith is a comic strip artist who has his roots in underground comics. He's now syndicated in 65 major dailies. It was for Zippy that Griffith coined the phrase, "Are we having fun yet?" Zippy is a hulking character with a pear-shaped head who wears a flowing polka-dot muumuu and styrofoam shoes. I asked Griffith what it was like trying to figure out what he wanted to draw in the first few days after the war started.
Well, it was almost as if I had no choice. I was pretty much forced into addressing the war just out of the kind of obsession I was having about it, watching the TV like everybody else, glued to my set. And since my strip has a kind of a diary-like quality anyway, there's a very little distance between what's happening to me and what I'm thinking and then the strip I do that day.
Let me ask you to describe your strip, Early Casualty, which I imagine is one of the first ones you did.
Yeah. It's the second one. The first one I did was about my morning walk when I encountered a children's peace march, and I did something about that. Anyway, the next day I sat down at the drawing table trying desperately to think up something funny to say about the war, which is, of course, a futile effort. So instead of trying to think about something funny, I just did a strip about trying to think about something funny. So I've got myself at the drawing table looking kind of glassy-eyed with F-15 jets screeching over my drawing table and the TV set on next to me, and I'm staring at my blank paper saying, "Gotta be funny. So there's a war going on. Gotta be funny." And the next panel, there are Scud missiles heading for me, three or four other F-15s dropping their payloads over my inkwell. And the last panel, I have a battle helmet on, looking even more glassy-eyed, saying, "Funny, gotta be funny."
Is that the way you feel, that you have to be funny, or is there something besides funny that you could do to comment on what's happening?
Well, it's funny is what people expect out of a comic strip. It's not what I always give them,
right?
But that's what they want, and it seemed like the only sane thing to do at that moment was to make a comment on the fact that I couldn't possibly be funny that day.
Now, Zippy, who is one of your two main characters, is not very bright. He's a kind of mass media sponge. As you once described it, he talks like a remote control device on your TV set. And to him, TV sitcom characters are as real as family members are to you or me. Now, this is the kind of war where you really are dealing with mass media. I mean, TV has been what everybody's been plugged into. So how are you working with that and Zippy?
Well, it was weird. It was like the first Scud missile kind of knocked the non-sequiturs right out of Zippy's mind. I've established in the past, to people who follow my strip religiously, you'll know that when Zippy gets angry, which happens very rarely, but when he gets angry, he becomes irrational.
He becomes rational?
Rational, which is kind of a frightening thought for Zippy and for his readers, I think. So in these strips that I've been doing since the war, Zippy actually has slightly stepped out of character. I mean, I have one strip called Ziplomacy where he's actually turned into a superhero and he visits General Schwarzkopf and Saddam Hussein both and tells him to basically cut it out. And there's absolutely no Zippy-like qualities to his personality at that moment. It's kind of just as the war is a chilling thing to me, it kind of does a chilling thing to Zippy's personality as well.
Read the strip Diplomacy for us.
Okay, the first panel is a crowd of people either in somewhere in Riyadh or Tel Aviv looking up at the sky, a la the way people would look up at the sky spotting Superman flying across the horizon. And the first guy says, "Look, up in the sky, is it a Scud missile?" And a woman says, "Is it a cruise missile?" And a third person wearing a gas mask says, "Is it a patriotic anti-missile missile?" And the next panel shows Zippy as Zipman, which is where his musculature has been highly defined, wearing a tight polka-dot suit with a big Z across his chest. And someone screams, "No, it's Zipman streaking across the Saudi desert." And the next panel, at the top, it says, "Soon at the Allied Forces High Command." And there's Zippy looking very angry and serious, staring into the eyes of a sweaty General Schwarzkopf. And he says, "I want this war stopped, General. It's giving me a big headache." And the general says, "Whatever you say, Zipman, my mistake." And the last panel above it, it says, "And 5 minutes later at Iraqi Republican Guard headquarters." Zippy is confronting Saddam Hussein, who's looking equally sweaty, and Zipman says, "Bag the megalomania, Saddam. This jihad thing is one large drag." And Saddam replies, "I apologize, Zipman. I see now that my actions are unhip and that peace would be totally cool." And at the bottom, the sort of the tagline says, "Wouldn't it be fabulous if Zipman was in charge?"
My guest is Bill Griffith, creator of the comic strip Zippy the Pinhead. More with Griffith in 60 seconds. This is Fresh Air. Bill Griffith is my guest. He's creator of the syndicated comic strip Zippy the Pinhead. Do you have a comic that you've recently done that you could read for us? One of the new ones? One of the brand new ones?
Yeah, well, this one is for a Sunday strip. And the first panel, Griffy, my alter ego, and Zippy are sitting by a sort of a babbling brook in an idyllic setting, and Griffy says, "It's good to get away from the war for a while, Zip." And Zippy says, "No one should have to see that much computer graphics." In the second panel, Griffy says, "But it isn't just happening on the tube." And Zippy, looking rather befuddled, says, "It isn't?" Then Griffy says, "It's happening to real people on all sides of the bloody conflict." And Zippy says, "How old is Iraq, Griffy?" And Griffy looks towards him and says, "Well, Iraq traces its roots as far back as ancient Mesopotamia, I guess." And in the last panel, their idyllic scene is somewhat disturbed by, on the horizon, by a burning building and a few rockets' red glares. And Zippy, looking off into the wreckage, says, "Wasn't Mesopotamia the cradle of world civilization, Griffy?" And Griffy responds, "From the cradle to the grave, Zippy."
Ooh.
So.
Is there anything about the war that you would like to add?
Well, there was one little thing, and I probably will be stepping on somebody's toes by saying it, but there was an article in the San Francisco Examiner last week about me and a bunch of other cartoonists, Matt Groening and Charles Schultz, and they asked their... the paper called these cartoonists and asked them what they were doing about the war, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And Mort Walker, who does Beetle Bailey, I'm looking at the article here, said something about... long ago, I decided to keep my characters in boot camp over here, a broader experience, which is more peaceful by nature. And I found that kind of morally chilling, that I know, I mean, Mort Walker and Beetle Bailey are an institution, and to expect to see them do biting, relevant political satire is not necessarily a logical thing. But I couldn't help but think that cartoonists, since they have a political platform, in effect, just by being in a daily newspaper, have that responsibility. I actually did a strip called Are We Debriefed Yet? In which Zippy drags Beetle Bailey into the war. And I don't know what's going to happen with this one. I have not sent this to the syndicate yet. I have Griffy saying, "Zippy, what do you think you're doing?" And Zippy says, "I'm dragging Beetle Bailey into the Gulf War." And he's actually dragging Beetle Bailey. And Griffy says, "Don't you think that's a moral decision each and every person has to make on his or her own?" And Zippy says, "This is Beetle's chance to be on the cutting edge of hard-hitting military satire." Beetle is sleeping during this entire sequence. And Griffy says, "Maybe he just wants to live out his days peacefully in the idyllic boot camp of his mind." And Zippy, straining as he still is trying to pull Beetle into the strip, says, "Sorry, these are the times that try cartoon characters' souls." And Beetle suddenly wakes up and says, "Golf? I thought he said golf." And then at the bottom, I say, "Sorry, Mort."
Could you get sued for this if it's printed?
No, I don't think so, but it's conceivable that Mort Walker, being the power that he is at King Features, that I might get a phone call about this.
Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Bill Griffith is the creator of the syndicated comic strip Zippy the Pinhead. Griffith works on a 6-week deadline, but he's asked several papers to substitute his new war comics for the comics that were originally scheduled to run.